USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Despite North Korea accusing the U.S. of making gangster-like demands on denuclearization, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Tokyo earlier today, maintains that the recent 2 days of talks in Pyongyang were productive.
While we are encouraged by the progress of these talks, progress alone does not justify the relaxation of the existing sanctions regime.
Secretary Pompeo is in Tokyo for trilateral talks with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts following the 2-day nuclear talks in North Korea. Senior hurricane specialist Lixian Avila says Tropical Storm Chris has formed off the southeast coast.
The storm is about 150 miles south of Cape Hatteras, so it's moving very little.
Avila says it may produce some swells and showers later, but no direct impact on the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The first four boys trapped by floodwaters in a cave in northern Thailand were removed early today by a squad of elite divers. The members of the soccer team and their coach have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is working very closely with the government of Thailand to help get all the children to safety. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells ABC's This Week he's not worried about what Michael Cohen might tell federal prosecutors, saying as long as he tells the truth, we're home free.
We have no reason to believe he did anything wrong. The president did nothing wrong with him, so we've gone through every document we can. We see no evidence of it.
Cohen served as Trump's personal attorney, but has faced intensifying pressure following an FBI raid of his property in April in regard to possible Russian meddling in the election. Members of the New Jersey family killed in a three-vehicle crash near Townsend, Delaware on Friday have been identified. 61-year-old Adi Trinidad and his three children, Caitlin, Dana, Melissa, and Allison. His wife, Mary Rose, survived. The husband and wife were properly restrained in the vehicle, but the four daughters, ages 13 to 20, were not. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
The U.S. Embassy has warned Americans in Haiti to shelter in place after protests in the capital of Port-au-Prince. USA's Wendy King reports.
Protesters have been demonstrating this week against a sharp rise in fuel prices that were ordered by the government. About 120 American and 100 Haitian guests are stuck in a Port-au-Prince hotel after demonstrators tried to set the building on fire and penetrate the security to enter it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The U.S.-led coalition headquarters in Kabul has confirmed that a U.S. service member has been killed in an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. Two other service members were wounded. A member of the Afghan security force is suspected of carrying out the attack. A brush fire that started in San Diego's East County on Friday has destroyed a number of structures and prompted the evacuation of most of the foothill community of Alpine. One of those who left was Michelle McDonald, who tells KGTV the West fire forced her to evacuate as she was getting ready for her wedding.
When I saw the flames, it was just me and my grandmother there, and she's pretty elderly, and I was like, I don't want to get stuck. So we packed up my aunt and uncle's dog, like all their most valuable things, like in my car, and we left.
The fire is now mostly contained. Katherine McPhee of American Idol fame, who's gone on to star in Smash, doesn't care what the public thinks about her engagement to David Foster. Foster is 34 years her senior. In a tweet, McPhee says people should be worrying more about the elections than who she's marrying. For USA Radio News.